Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The attraction to this ministry is not the anointing. The attraction has a place. Listen. Hallelujah. If I shout, Soporu, will you not answer me? Does that mean anything to you yet? Eh? Soporu, I am only calling your attention. The next thing is, what am I saying? And whatever I say, it's expected that you will respond accordingly. If I say, come, and you begin to go, did you hear me? But you heard your name. You were attracted. But your response showed whether you heard the message or not. So it is with the gifts. God uses the gifts to attract you to a ministry. And when you come, hallelujah, it's what you hear that will determine whether you will stay or you will not stay in that ministry. Whatever you hear, and what you came here to hear is not prophecy. What you came here to hear is not healing. God used that sickness and used this place and will use any other place at all to heal you for a purpose so that you will hear what we have to tell you. Amen. Therefore, when people come into the church of Jesus Christ and they see a ministry that do everything else but to point them to heaven and to godliness, and yet they remain there from morning to night in some churches. From morning to night. They tell people rush there today, Sunday. They will go there as early as 4 a.m. Some of you have been there. Elvis, your father has been there before. I don't know who else has been there. To Ikotu. You will go there. If you go 5 a.m., you will not be able to see the man of God. And to see him, that is to line you up for him to touch you. And see what people struggle, they will get there. And from morning to night, all they do is prophecy, healing, deliverance, demons are telling the man of God where they come from, what they have been doing, discussing with the man of God. After one demon finished, another demon from South Africa we talk, another demon from Swaziland we talk, another demon from Amadioha we talk. After that, the one again from wherever, they will talk, oh, and the rest are sitting down and clapping hands. After service, where did you go? I went to church. You are a scavenger. Anything that has no life in it is discarded. And what is discarded is what you are feasting on. You are a scavenging bird. You are a revel. No one knows the characteristic of that bed. How will I know the condition of the earth now? So many people we are drowned. So many people everywhere will be filled with the field. Everywhere, nowhere to put. How will I know the condition if this water, hallelujah, has come down? There will be dead bodies everywhere. Let me know. He sent the type of bird that eats carcasses. He sent the raven. And the raven went there. Praise the Lord. And the raven went there. There is a raven ministry. What they tell you, go to bride assembly. Hey! You go see gifts there. Now gifts with a priest for here. Hey, you want to hear prophecy? Go to where Ajawa Estate. Go to what do you call it? Black place. Ojodu. Go to where again? Wari. Go. Bila say don't go there. You know all these places. That is their ministry. Hey, let me. They come here. They come here. They sit down here on Tuesday after service. Watch. Nobody invited them. Oh, they come to you. Is waiting they were wrong with you. Now, fruit of the way, they find. You don't waste your time here. Come, I will show you. There is one address, and they will give you the address of the shop they are operating somewhere. Revels. The revel ministry. But when Philip found Nathanael, come and see Jesus Christ. Listen. Come and see whom we have seen, Jesus the Christ. Because the whole of Israel, they were in expectation of the Christ, the coming of the Lord. What was he saying? Come and see scripture fulfilled. Come and see scripture fulfilled. Come and see scripture fulfilled. A sister told me, she said she was looking for God. There was a lot of void in her. And she went to a saloon to make her hair. And as she was making her hair, two young girls in another, that devil helmet. What do they call it? Dryer. They put on the heat. They call you. Go see them. Hey. They force you. Okay. So they were there chatting while they were frying their hair. And she heard them saying, there is, hey, where you go last Friday? I come to your house. We'll go party, you know, day. They say, there's one church for Ijesha. Now I go, that church. True. If you want to go heaven, make you go there. But they are too hard. Kai, they are too hard. The girl, that's what she was looking for. She said she didn't tell them. She only had Ijesha. And she had bride, something bride. That's all she had. She said on Sunday, she came to Ijesha Boston. At least they say bride assembly. Follow here. That's how she came. And she found. Hallelujah. And by the second time she visited here, she received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And we go, we travel everywhere, we hear testimonies. Testimonies. A sister will be coming on the 15th of this month. Senior person in one of the denominations, but let me not mention the name. Senior pastor in Abuja. Well known, popular one. Their headquarters is in Lagos here. Big denomination worldwide. And she said, she jammed this bright television some years ago. And she saw the truth. She knew that a woman should not pastor. And the first thing she did, she said, she resigned. She said she called the number on the screen. She wanted to correct her water baptism. She went, we directed her, according to her, I'm just hearing it. She called me last week. We spoke for over 1 hour on the phone. She went back. She was baptized. She resigned. And they are saying, what is wrong with you? She said, no, I have found the truth. I have found the truth. Hallelujah. She said she didn't even know how to pray before. He said, she told them, now I know how to pray. He said, when they start that their prayer, fall down, die, die by fire. He said, she will keep quiet. She don't belong to that thing. That she knows better than to pray that type of prayer. Now you know. when we hear such testimonies, we know our efforts are not in vain. Hallelujah. Then we call her, Pastor, so, come and close the service. She will tell them, it's not my place. I know where I am in the Bible. Praise God. The GO sent for her. Why are you a respected minister? Oh, then everybody knows the grace you have. What's wrong with you? And he said, it's because I found out that we are in error in this denomination. He said, even to start with, please answer me now from the scripture. Why are you bearing general overseer? People are hearing us. Amen. He said, she asked him again. Hallelujah. He said, she asked him, why are you baptizing Father, Son, Holy Ghost when every baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus? And what is all this your pattern of fall down, die, die by fire, die, 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 die? He said, where do you see that pattern in the Bible? He said, and can't you see in the Bible that a woman should not be ordained into the fivefold ministry? Can't you see it there?
Open my eyes that I may see. Glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Blessed in my hand, thou wonderful King. Thou shalt conquer and set me free.
Your sincere prayer that God should open our eyes, give us the key, and will open the door of revelation for us so that we know how to walk with Him. And she said, she was busy saying these things, and the Jew told her, I know you are listening to that Pastor Alu. Who is talking nonsense? And she said, sir, he's not talking nonsense. He told you to correct an error. You say William Branham died a drunkard. He said, can you produce the autopsy report that you made reference to? He said, what did Pastor Alu say? He said, Pastor Alu, I have not seen him. I have never spoken with him. I have never gone to his church. But I see what I am saying from the Bible. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know that is a dove. Amen. I am telling you there are people that are listening to us and they are connecting to what is going on. And the time has gone where men are exalted in the ministry. The only man that must be exalted now is the Lord Jesus Christ. And see what God is doing. If you come to this church and you place your faith on any minister, instead of the word of God, it will make sure you don't benefit from the gift of that minister. Oh, you have not understood. Get close now. Get their phone number. Collect their phone number. Now, I was going to the U.S. I think 3 weeks ago or so. I was going to the U.S. And I went to stay in a brother's house. And I know he should be listening to me now in Texas. Brother Chibuzo, I see I am. And his wife also was very, very, of course, no American spirit. She even showed me her tattoo that she tattooed before she met her brother. They married, they have 2 children now. And during the the baptism of the Holy Ghost in June. There is a young boy I met also in London. The sister-in-law's son. Young boy, I think, I don't know how many years he is. Just small, maybe 7, 8 years or so. That have been having very serious visitation. Very serious visitation. Powerful, more than prophetic visitation. I've seen him. I've prayed with him. Anointed him that grace will not be tampered with. She said, called her in America. Or rather, they spoke while she made a call also. And said, in 2 days' time, you will receive the Holy Ghost. And so that 2 days' time, it was baptism of the Holy Ghost program going on. She said she received, before she knew what, something happened to her. And she had an experience. But she wanted to be sure that what she received is the Holy Ghost. So when she heard I'm coming, they did everything so that I would sleep in their house. So that I will now come and then she will receive the Holy Ghost. So that I will pray with her when I come. Well, I was there, I prayed with her, nothing happened as she expected. And the reason was very simple, and I will let you know the reason. But on Friday night, while we were ministering here, she said, as soon as I said the angels of God around, she said, whatever else I said, she said, in fact, she stood up. So that a balance where we're making up, he say, now she by mistake fall down. The thing threw her down and she was screaming for the next 5 minutes. And she stood up and she shared the testimony with me. And I told her, I said, do you know why? When I came so that your faith will not rest on me, God made sure. All the prayer I pray for you, nothing happened. Until I am away. Not even knowing you are connected. Not even seeing you. Then he did it. So that you will know where your faith will be. Praise the Lord. This is the latest revival that is going on now. Don't look for the man of God. Look for the God of the man. Something is going on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I emphasize these things for a reason. There is a move of God that is going on now. God is connecting to his children. Having a personal relationship with them. And it is important you note this. So that you'll understand why Apostle Peter said, give diligence to make your own calling and election sure. Be sure that the only reason that you have, the main reason that you have, that you are going to heaven, let it not be somebody's testimony of you. Let it be the testimony of your own self by your own self. Because you may be seeing me as a Christian, and yet I may be a hypocrite, a pretender here. And I should not base my faith on what you say of me. In the denomination, the pastor pronounces you saved. But the only person that knows he's saved is the person himself. That knows he's saved. Every sinner knows I'm a sinner. Everyone that has a fear of God knows he fears God. And it's not by confession, it's by the life you live. And this is one serious bed that I'm looking at. I will just talk on only this bed because I must address this bed properly. Now, another characteristic of the raven is, it is written that it prays. Hallelujah. It says the raven prays on the eggs. That is, feeds. It feeds. Pray. Pray, not be prayer. P-R-E-Y. Pray. Before somebody will say, Raven, they pray. Well, let me not want to talk. Let me prayer. Pray. He says, it preys on the eggs and nests of other birds. See where they... See another thing it does. Apart from going to scavenge, see, he will be going about where other birds put their nest and lay their eggs to produce life. After their kind, it is that egg he will go and chop it and scatter it and destroy it. That is the raven. I'm talking of a Christian. Some people in the church. Every grace they see you have, that is their target. Any grace you have, that is their target. Any life you have, that is their target. When you are praying too much, they know what to do to target your prayer life. They know you have a gift that you are operating. That is the target they have. If you are a giver, they know the benefit of giving. They are targets in any way to stop you from giving. Revels in the church. That is their ministry. Why do you think that Satan was interested in planting Cain in the womb of Eve? He was targeting Abel. That is what he specializes in. To destroy destinies. To destroy glory. He targeted Abel. And as soon as Abel, the proper seed of God, as soon as Abel began to have special attention from the father, because there is a link between them, what did he do? He killed him. Why did he kill him? Because he offered a better sacrifice than him. You have the same opportunity. Even God himself came and preached to him. Do what he did. Now you too, your own will be accepted. But the Bible says he was of the evil one. His origin is the origin of evil. He was not of the righteous one. He was of the evil one. The spirit in him is not the spirit that can hear from God. The spirit of him, in him, is the spirit of deviance. It's just deviance. Everything contrary to God. Anything God speaks, his own is to do the opposite. Love, he prefers to kill. You can't have the spirit of love and kill. And there are many ways of killing. You can kill somebody's personality. You can kill somebody's integrity. You can kill somebody's honor by even the things you say behind that person. How can you say you are of God and you are setting a brother against a brother? You are setting a sister against a sister. And while they are acting, you are behind saying, I told you I would deal with you. You are a serpent seed. And that is common even in this church. That's common in the Christian faith. A brother cannot kill another brother. If it ever happens in any family, the whole village will call a meeting. Something is wrong. William Graham said, elect cannot persecute elect. They don't ever come to give you anything that edifies you. Everything they tell you is what will change the taste of your saliva in your mouth. They will tell you, they are giving you revelation. All the revelation they give you is to suspect everybody around in the church. There are witches in bride assembly. Not only bride assembly, witches. Your papa family, witches not there. There. Not only church, you announce the one waiting for bride assembly. Your own family, witches not there. Why are you not telling people, say, witches fool my family? Praying on the eggs of other birds. And even in this ministry, see, now where I know now they talk about, for here, it is through this ministry, I get to know that God has truly called me. When I sat down some elders recently in my office, so Puru, you were there also. Brother Gosu, you were there. Esedo, you were there. Wally said, you were there. By the time I finished analyzing a game that was going on in the church here, even you will be lawyer, you open your mouth. Am I correct? Eh? All that, did you know before? Eh? No, sir. You didn't know now. But was it true?
It was true.
It was true what was going on. And I was watching it like a film. A man said, the open mouth. Eh? Eh? This one, they fight this one. Then, innocent, this one. They use opportunity. Come. Eh? Innocent you. This one. Want to pull this one down. They push you. Then he's sitting there. I told him I would deal with him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And some people got caught up. Got caught up. Until one innocent one that was used. One day. God spoke to him in a revelation. Go and tell that brother concerning that matter that he should remove his hand. And I told him, did you tell him? He said, I told him. I said, before this, did you know that I knew that he was also behind it? He said, he didn't know. It's because of what you are saying. He said, he decided to open up. But you were being used without knowing. Inside church, deadly politics was going on. God will judge all these serpent seeds that hide under the grace that is available here. Rebels. What is the reason I will ever have as a church member to hate you? We only meet to worship God and go. So why am I hating you for? It's because there's a glory I have seen. Why is a witch attacking you? There's a glory he has seen that he doesn't have. So he has to attack it. That's what it is all about. And they are also in the church. And remember, everybody specializes in his ministry. The rebels know where to go and scavenge. The rebels know how to locate where the eggs are, where the nests are, so that they will go and attack it. Praise the Lord. Why will Ishmael begin to attack Isaac? Because he knew that the promise is for Isaac, not for Ishmael. Hallelujah. Why? Why are you attacking? Why are you attacking? Until when the mother saw it, he said what? Separate. The son of the bondwoman shall not be here with the child of promise, the son of the free woman. You are under the bondage of satanic manipulation. You don't know it. And you are attacking those of us that are flowing in the grace of God, in the liberty of the Spirit. There must be separation. And that separation process will continue. The dove and the raven cannot walk together. For birds of the same spirit, they flock together. One by one, God will be removing them from his church. Removing them from his church. Removing them. Let all the doves stand up and let all the ravens sit down. Judas, is it I? Even Judas said, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hymn number 38. I am dying, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. Draw me nearer. Draw me nearer. You are far from God. That's why you cannot understand him. You are far from the cross. That's why you cannot understand him. Mm-hmm. It's a prayer. Let's go.
I am thine.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pastor, are you saying that if I know that somebody hates you and is doing something against you, I should not come and tell you? Listen very well. Listen very well. What is your reason for telling me? Will determine whether you should tell me or not. But you have a duty to do, is to go and face that person and tell the person to stop it. Stop it, or I will tell him. This thing where you they talk now, I will tell him. But don't tell him. But tell her, I will tell him. Tell him. I will tell him. If you don't stop it, this is wrong. Why are you doing this? If you have something against him, then go and meet him and discuss it with him. In fact, let's go now. Let's go now. It's the way they tell me. Tell him now. I didn't say anything now. I didn't say. That's what they will say. Then when you leave this place, Olumide, I know what you're planning. I will show you in this church. Now me, you want set against him. I will show you. Do you think that person will ever speak again when he's around? He will never. That is the only way to stop this spirit from coming around you. But some of you like it. You have not spoken with somebody, but you begin to hate him based on what somebody told you. That's the difference between mature people and babies. If somebody is telling you something about the pastor, let's go. If you don't go, I'm going to tell him. The fact that I refuse to follow you means he's lying. If not, why he not follow you? Go tell him. Why are you going to tell another person? You're a devil. It's because you're my daddy. It's because you're my mommy. That's why I'm telling you this. Then, when I am angry with the person, you are there happy. You have achieved your purpose. You are a devil. It's only Satan that will be happy that brotherhood is broken. And you too. Why they talk all the way they talk? If you feel something is wrong, you hear anything, go and clarify it. Go and meet the person. And it will shock you that thing that you think is a lie, they will show you the evidence and it will shock you that it is true. Let's stop all this. The time is too short to play church and play religion. And the Bible says, let the two grow together, the wheat and the tares. The ministry of a tare is to suppress the wheat so that the wheat will not grow. But he said, let them go together. Why did he say they should grow together until the end time? So, because a genuine seed of God can be influenced by these tares without knowing. The tare believes that the gift he has is to use it and make money. And you see them prospering with it. Buying cars, changing clothes, changing, building houses. And then they are quick to tell you, you see, you are wasting your time. Instead of you, see, now use what you get to have what you have. All this one. Then they use and they dump. Do you imagine that there's a language going on by some people who have left this church? He said, Pastor Moses, they use people, they dump them. Use you to do what for me? That's their language. They use you and dump you. I use you by exposing you to the whole world. I gave you a platform that I raised and exposing you. You that didn't have a name before, you suddenly have a name. You that nobody knew you, suddenly everybody knew you, you become important. By the magnanimity of the pastor Moses, he exposes you. He gave you office. He even everything, pays your housing allowance, pays your children's school fees, gives you monthly allowance that a graduate does not have in this country. And you say he used you. Use you, Abina, you use me. You use my platform, then you dump me, you can't go to open your shop. Now you use me, dump me. And I will never stop raising people here. Every genuine gift I see here, I will encourage it. It is your ministry. I have my own ministry. You have your own ministry. Whatever you do with your ministry, God will judge all of us. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are caterpillars. And there are pillars. In this church, there are pillars. Let the pillars raise their hands. Put down your hand. Who are the caterpillars? Wave your hand. You are too heavy to raise your hand, caterpillar. But by their fruit, we will know them. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail.